Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody after the show the podcast. It's not a podcast.
We don't stick you.
Right. It's a podcast, and it's brought to you by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals. Got a code for you at the end of the podcast to save you money, and you can give it a try for yourself. Mother's Day is this weekend, and we're talking about, you know, Mama Says, which I'm loving, by the way, everything that we're getting this week about things that your mom said and so forth. But another thing that Jody had brought up was the fierceness of Mama and
Mama Bear.
Right, exactly.
There's a Mama Bear that lives inside of every mother.
Yeah.
And it only comes out when it is called upon.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know, being married to you and as we raise our kids together, I saw Mama Bear quite a few times.
Did you really?
But it was great, and it was always a positive trait. It's exactly what you should do, right? When your kids are being wronged or whatever it is, you know, Mama Bear comes out. I guess we all need to kind of temper ourselves, but is there like a Mama Bear that...
It's a fully emotional response. When you feel your Mama Bear claws come out, you need to remember yourself. Maybe look in the mirror before you speak. It's always with someone else.
Yeah, right. Have you had to ever apologize for being Mama Bear?
I would never apologize for being Mama Bear.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No.
So what is a big one that sticks out to you?
Well, first of all, there are a couple that stick out for Taylor, our oldest, where the claws came out for her sake.
I remember those.
And it was the oldest one that I can remember. And of course, I will not name names.
Sam always likes naming names.
It was somebody at her school. Not a child, an adult at her school who said something about her in the presence of me and a bunch of other moms and proceeded to talk about my child in front of me.
Yeah.
And
In a negative way.
And I put a stop to it right away to the hush of the, ooh, you know, I just put a stop to it right away.
Which is good.
And it was the day that I realized, now Taylor didn't even know about any of this. She was on the playground. She didn't hear it all, but years later I talked to her about it, and you could see that she was like, wow, my mom did that for me. But it was just one of those things where I know that this person was probably sorry that she had said these things, but I also knew in that moment I did the right thing for my child, and I knew that that was the day that we weren't going to be friends. She's like, okay, I'm not going to be friends with this woman.
What did she say?
She was... I don't want to say exactly what she said, but it was sort of poking fun at Taylor and poking fun of my mothering of Taylor.
Okay.
So it was like a double whammy. So I shut it down immediately. And I remember thinking, we're not going to be friends. And that's one case. And then another time it was with someone in the family where I had to stand up for Taylor. I chose to stand up for Taylor. And she loved that. And it needed to happen. It was one conversation. It wasn't so bear-like, but it was one conversation. The other thing that's interesting is that I can't remember ever having to do it for Phoebe, because Phoebe stands up for herself really well and always has. Isn't that funny? And Taylor does now, but when she was little, she didn't.
I did a daddy bear, though, with Phoebe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were at the beach, and there was a kid who was swinging a big, huge stick, I guess is what it was, in a circle. And he almost hit her in the head. He just wasn't paying attention. And so I walked up to him and I explained to him.
Laid him out, right?
He's not gonna, well, his mom.
Don't do that.
His mom wasn't paying attention. His mom was, I believe, under the influence, it appeared. And didn't care about her kid swinging a big stick. And so I went and explained to him that, you know, you keep swinging that stick next
to
my daughter.
And
you're going
to,
No, I didn't threaten him, but I just
tell
you
where I'm going to put that stick.
I just told him that, you know, I don't know what kind of upbringing you have. No, I didn't say that either. I did not say that either. No, but I did tell him, look, we don't swing, sticks near little, little girls like that. You need to be aware of what's around you, especially when it comes to ladies, you know.
And the thing about it is, when it happens, and I want to get to you, Sam, and your mom's and her bear tendencies. You don't know it's coming. I didn't know that afternoon at a picnic at a park with all these moms and our kids playing on the playground that this was going to happen. I was having a good old time trying to meet these women and get to know them. And it happened. She was, Taylor was being picked at, and my mothering of Taylor was being picked at. And it was just defining for me, like, oh, these are not my people. You don't ever know it's going to happen. It just happens.
It's like a fast car. 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
There's no buildup is what I'm saying. Yeah. I didn't have a week to think about it.
Yeah. Mama bear is a reflex.
The claws come out. The work is done. And then you revert back to being a lady.
Yeah.
Right? So, Sam, your mother is so feisty.
Yeah.
She has come, have the claws come out, especially since you've been an adult?
You know, what's funny is I know you're dying to hear a juicy story, but I don't have a juicy story for you because of one of the things you just said about the Taylor incident. She was on the playground.
Right.
Didn't know it happened.
Right.
So I'm sure things happen because there were times in elementary school I was bullied.
Yeah.
But if they did, I wasn't made aware of it by the teacher or my mom or my dad or anybody. If they took care of it. See, my mom also, too, and you might remember, know this, is my mom, she guaranteed a spot for me as the teacher's pet almost every year.
How?
She, you know, she's in ceramics.
Okay. Oh.
Artsy and stuff. And so it was always, I made this for Teacher's Day, or I made this for this, or I made, and it was like I was always bringing stuff to the teacher.
Oh.
You know. So
she set you up.
I don't know if Mama Bear came out, but, you know, Mama laid the groundwork for Sammy being watched over by teachers and everything.
That's sweet. Mm-hmm. She may have done that for the teachers, or she may have done it for you, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, if they did, I mean, I saw my dad do it a couple times.
Oh.
Boy, that was like,
oh, come the claws coming out.
Yeah, and that surprised me because I'd never seen it before.
Right.
And then the words he said those times, it's like, you know those words too?
It's a most vulnerable love, your love for your children. And you don't realize what's in you until you are faced with that situation.
Yeah.
You know
I guess it's different. You know, different daddies are different. You know, some daddies are daddy bears and some are not. In my case, in the Murphy world, my mom had a reputation for being the one. Mm-hmm. She would dress people down to the point people would not mess with her. Mm-hmm. Because if anything would happen.
It's where Murphy learned it.
I mean, she was so fierce. Mm-hmm. If something was happening, especially for our own physical
her
being.
Children.
Just like, I think I told the story on the show about, you know, it was a neighbor, you know, he was all of 10 years old and he thought it was cool to be cursing. You do that kind of stuff at that age, you know what I mean? And so he's cursing at us from across the fence. And I guess my mom walks out and she's wondering what's going on. And she hears him doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than us intervening, we just went, she went straight over. But I mean, she started throwing words back at him. You know, you think you know your stuff? Do you know this word? You know that? Right? Why don't you?
Wow.
I mean, really, it's right. I mean, just dressed him down and he went home. He wasn't crying.
I bet he did.
But he did go home.
I bet he did.
He went
cry.
Home to write those new words down.
But the neighbors knew that was, I mean, my mom was really the hothead. If it was like, don't mess with her kids, and she was going to put a stop to anything. And my mom actually didn't care if it made a public scene.
Yeah.
I mean, she was really, you know, loud. If something happened to us in, you know, public where we got hurt or somebody wasn't paying attention and almost ran into us or something like that, you know, she would go have a conversation. Now, my dad was Mr. Laid Back. He wouldn't do that. He was not...
They were a very good balance.
Right. They were a good balance. In fact, he would try to tell her, you know, you may want to calm down a little bit.
Mm.
But he was very calm and laid back. He didn't get involved in that. To be honest with you, he didn't have to. My mom carried such a big stick, you know, that anything was going to be shut down. But she wasn't afraid to get in there and say, oh, well, you think that you're, I mean, she would just.
You have to be.
It probably wasn't the right way to handle things, but she was a mama bear.
You have to be careful, especially in friendships as well.
Oh, yeah.
You need to be careful what you say to people about their children. You know,
probably almost nothing at any time unless your children are being hurt by them.
Or if you're being asked.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was one of the hardest things I've ever done is not talk to a friend of mine about the way her daughter was treating our daughter. It was one of the hardest things I never did. I did not intervene. I let the situation play out. It was a junior high situation, two junior high girls, one of them being ours, who had been friends forever, and the dynamic changed, and there was bullying going on, and it was the hardest thing to not intervene, but to let our child handle it.
Yeah, when there's no physical harm, sometimes you can do more harm by getting the parent factor involved, because then it becomes passive aggressive at school or whatever. It's it's so difficult to read.
It is.
Man, that's the trickiest time in school is junior high, middle school.
It
what
is.
I'm just thinking of this. What age is like you're done being mama bear?
Never.
Yeah, I don't think a mama bear is ever done. I know that my mom wasn't.
Your mom, to this day, if someone wronged you and maybe you weren't on the playground this time, you would get to witness it, I'm sure, Sam. Never is the answer to that question. So keep it coming all week. We are loving hearing about the times when your mom showed her mama bear in celebration of all things moms this week leading up to Mother's Day. All right, factor time.
Factor time. It's a meal that mom would love. In fact, she would really love it because she wouldn't have to cook.
Yeah, true.
Factor meals.
Be a good Mother's Day gift.
Even just get her a week's worth, and we're going to give you the code to get it for half price right now. And, you know, whether you know what mom likes and you want to pick out specific meals for her, or you just want to say, hey, you know, mom, she's watching her calories right now. I'm going to get the calorie plan. You can do that as well at Factor Meals. Right now, you get 50% off using the code MSJ50 at factormeals.com. And remember, it's not just lunches and dinners. Breakfasts are there. Desserts are there. There's all kinds of drinks you can get. Mm-hmm. A lot of the juice drinks are available as well.
Maybe you could get her, if you're doing Mother's Day, the filet with the truffle butter.
Or
just a recommendation.
Or you could get her a gift certificate.
True.
Say, Mom, go at it. Get a week's worth. And I tell you what, Mom, before you order, I'll get you 50% off using this code. Factormeals.com. The code is MSJ50. That gets you half off your first box, 20% off your second box. Factormeals.com, and it's MSJ50.
After the Show podcast brought to you by Factor.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.